Chaitanya Charitamrita, this continuing story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu blesses the Alanath Vasis, the residents of Alanath. There's a village there, Alanath. It's 1 hour taxi ride from Jagannath Puri. And we were mentioning how there's a Vishnu deity there. It was supposedly carved millions of years ago by Lord Brahma. We've seen a deity. A deity is about 4 feet tall. And there's a little description here. This is a very wonderful book about Jagannath Puri in English. A very complete guidebook with all kinds of stories and maps. Has maps and directions how to get to holy places. And has 210 pages, a very accurate and helpful book, which is available. And here it says, and at his knees, this deity was installed by one of the Alwars from South India. They were Vishnu Bhaktas, and they're the 12 Alwars. It says, at his feet kneels Garuda, with his hands folded in prayer, there's a deity. Then his consort Shri and Bhu are accompanying him. And there's small deities of Rukmini and Satyabhama. I mentioned that when Mahaprabhu saw the Alalanath deity, and he saw the mark on the deity, where the deity had burned his arm with some sweet rice offered to him by an impassioned pujari. And when Gauranga saw that sweet rice, it became a stimulant or an udipan to propel him to the heights of ecstasy, remembering his Lord of Govinda Damodar. So I want to read that story to deepen our appreciation of where he is and maybe what he was seeing and experiencing. Because we left off yesterday that Nityananda, seeing it was late, was getting late, and so many people were dancing and gathering there to take the auspicious darshan of Mahaprabhu, that he was thinking of inventing a ways to disperse the crowd. Atikal hailaloka chariya na jai, tabe Nityananda gosai srijila upai. He's trying to find the upai, the means or method to send everyone home so Gauranga Mahaprabhu could retire and rest for the night before beginning his travels the next day. So we're in Alanath, we're in Orissa, we're an hour away from Jagannath Swami's temple. So this is the story behind this deity being scalded by the sweet rice. Once a Brahmin named Sri Ketan, whose service was to offer food to Lord Alalanath, had to go out beg provisions for the Lord. So he was a pujari, he was poor, and he would collect food here and there, milk, sugar, rice, cook for the Thakurji, and then offer. So it was a one-man show. He was the pujari, the cook, the beggar of alms and everything. Very intimate and personal responsibilities. At one time, he gave his young son Madhu. This is a very common pastime. Raghavendra. What is it? Raghavananda. Raghavananda and his father. Who is his father? Mukunda? Raghavananda's father is Mukunda. And Raghavananda wanted Didi to eat. And then he said, eat. That story is there. It's in the Samadhi's book. And Gaur-lila. Raghavananda. I think we'll leave it to Raghavananda. And very many stories like this. Young boys interacting with their father's deity. He gave his young son Madhu the responsibility for making offerings in his absence. After telling him to place Alalanath's meals before the deity and pray to the Lord to accept them. When the time came to make the first offering, the young boy Madhu brought the food from the kitchen, presented it before the deity of Alalanath and prayed, "My dear Lord, please accept this offering. I am just a boy. I do not know all the proper rites and rituals of making a proper offering to you." Then Madhu left the altar to go out in the yard and play with his friends. When he returned, he saw that the food was still all remaining on the plate, untouched and uneaten. "Oh, my Lord, why have you not eaten? If my father finds out about this, he will be very angry with me." Very similar. "Please eat." Again, the young boy, Madhu, left. Then when he returned a second time, and again he found that the food was lying uneaten on the plate. Again, with tears in his eyes, "Oh, Lord Alalanath, please accept this offering." And then he left again and went to play. And then this time, turned a third time, the young boy came back into the altar, into the deity altar, and to see what had happened. And nothing had happened. Or what happened? Let's see. Then Alanath, oh, yes. The third time, when he came back, the Thakurji's plate was empty. And Madhu picked up the empty deity plate and he went to his mother to give the empty plate. "Ha! Where is the prasadam?" And the young boy said, "Lord Alanath ate everything." Then, for 3 days, Madhu and his family fasted out of repentance. They have a phrase in America, if at first you don't succeed, then try and try again. So he tried to make the Lord eat one time, he didn't. He tried to make the Lord eat a second time, he didn't. When he tried the third time, bingo, pay dirt. The Lord ate his offering. But he thought that was wonderful. Krishna should eat. And my mother and my father cooked. I guess my mother, my father's away. My mother cooked for him. "This is wonderful. It's joyous. I'm so happy. I'm so thrilled." And he was feeling inner joy, success in his service. He pleased the Lord. The Lord was happy. He ate everything. A pure devotional offering. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakti prayachati taram bhakti paretam ashnami prayatatvanaha. So the Lord is telling in that verse in Gita that I accept anything, practically, even a tulsi leaf, which is not too difficult to get. Maybe difficult in Kakistan or whatever it is, or Siberia in the middle of the winter to get a tulsi leaf. But somehow the Russians are clever and make arrangements for a greenhouse. So it's 60 degrees below zero outside, 60 degrees, 90 meters of snow. 90 meters of snow, 60 degrees below zero, and they're offering Tulsi Mandris in January to the deity in Siberia. Harivo! That's bhakti. That's bhakti. So it goes on. Because we were temple prison in America in a cold place, snow everywhere, and we had a heated greenhouse for the deities, and we were spending more to heat the greenhouse than we were to heat the temple. Because I'd rather keep the devotees cold and Tulsi warm. So I thought, you can wear a sweater and stay warm. So I turned the heat down very low in the temple and didn't saved on oil for the heating oil. Yeah, the temple prison. But for Tulsi, it was like tropically warm inside. And we spent all the money to heat the Tulsi house. And so we all shivered together and it wasn't so bad. So we were getting mandris in the middle of January in Baltimore. There's all snow everywhere. So I know it goes like that. If there's a will, there's a way. So if we keep on practicing, we keep on trying to please Krishna, we keep trying to make the Guru smile, we keep trying to make him happy with our seva and surrender, and we keep trying to satisfy and please our Thakurji, our Ishta, our deity, Gornitai, Radha and Krishna, Jagannath. And one fine day, they will reciprocate in such a beautiful and deep way that only we will appreciate and only we will relish in the core of our devotional heart. So the boy is relishing that wonderful reciprocation with the Lord, which every pure devotee experiences. But yet, when he went to his mother, who didn't have the same adhikar that he did to have such intimacy with the deity, and he returned with the empty plate, which he thought was clear sign of his... When he returned with the empty plate, he thought it was a clear sign of his success. "I did it! I did it! He ate it! He ate everything! Let's celebrate! Come on, give me some more Mahaprasadam!" "Huh? You rascal, you went in the deity room, looked this way, that way, and sat down and gobbled up everything. Didn't leave a morsel, a bite. Pulled his ear and said, okay, you made the Lord starve. You ate everything. Now you fast for 3 days and we'll all fast. Just see your cause suffering to yourself and all of us. The voice singing, what did I do? I'm just a boy. My father said, make sure he eats. I made sure he eats, and he ate clean plate, as they say. No remnants, nothing. Now my mother's scolding me, and I have to fast. I feed the Lord, and I have to fast. Now I don't want to feed the Lord anymore. They asked me to make an offering next time. I'm not going to do it. I might have to fast. That was dangerous. If he eats everything again, your mother, again, 3 days fast, isn't it? This is interesting Leela here. So when... Now, if that's not enough, your mother already beat you up. For 3 days, Madhu and his mother fasted, and I guess the rest of his kids, brothers. Because whenever Madhu offered the Lord his meal, the deity ate everything. So it was, feed the Lord, fast, feed the Lord, fast, feed the Lord, fast. And this is how the kid was passing his life. Hardly we wonder how he stayed alive. But if you feed the Lord, you'll stay alive. If you please the Lord, you'll always stay alive. Because life is eternal. And the pleasure of the Lord is the purpose of living. Otherwise, what's the purpose of life? Purpose of life is Haritoshanam. Samsadhir Haritoshanam. Life is Jivan, Atma, Jivan. So the purpose of the Jiva, Jivera, Sarupaya, Krishna, Nityadas, is to please and satisfy the Lord. To find that situation, to find that circumstance, to find that body, to find that consciousness and mind and favorable atmosphere where one can pass moment to moment pleasing the Lord, then he's entered the platform of real life. Spiritual life. 24-hour service, akanda seva. That's the perfection of the jiva's existence. Until then, it's all approximate. So he's made it. He's just fasting and feeding the Lord. Are you ready to fast and feed the Lord? Krishna, eat everything. After about 5 days, it's okay, all right already. Now I'm going to go in and fast and ding, ding, ding. I'll show you didn't eat it. I'll give you 3 seconds to eat everything. If you want, you have 3 seconds. Ding, 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 ding. Okay. Ah. Mahaprasad, me first. Like in America, they say, me first, me second, you never. So now everyone's fasting, everyone's complaining about his brothers and sisters are slapping around because everyone's fasting. Because every time he offers, the whole family has to fast. The mother's shrunk. The brother and sister shrunk. Everybody lost weight. The father comes out sick. Father comes back from 5 days traveling and preaching as a Brahmin, Shriniketan. He says, Hare, what happened to my family? So the father comes home. When Shriniketan returned home and he heard the situation, he scolded his son. See what happens when you become a Krishna Bhakta? See what happens when you become a pure devotee of the Lord? Your mother beats you up, your brother and sister beat you up, and your father beats you up. Scolding. Beating up, scolding with words. Are you this, that? Nonsense, foolish boy, Brahmin, bogey. Your brothers and sisters, yeah, because of you we have to fast, you jerk. Stupid. Wait till dad comes home. Oh my God, now father comes home. What? Pom, 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 pom. Forget it. So then, what have you done with Lord Alanas Prasadam? Father, he ate it. I offered it just like you taught me. Shriniketana's father replied, it's not possible. The deity cannot eat. He's just a stone deity. It's the same as the other. Shriniketana decided to observe what was going on, so he hid behind a pillar, like Raghavananda, while his son made an offering to Lord Alalanath. After the Madhu had left, Shriniketan, the father, after his son Madhu made the offering, Shriniketan saw the Lord reach down and pick up a bowl of sweet rice. Shriniketan jumped from behind the pillar and caught hold of the Lord's arm, spilling hot sweet rice on Lord Alana's body. Stop! What are you doing? Who ever heard of a deity eating? If you eat everything now, how will we live? Then Lord Alanath replied, you materialist, you Vishayijana, sense gratifier in the guise of a Brahmin. Ha! I never accept offerings from a faithless person like you. Devoid of bhakti, I accepted the offerings of your pure-hearted son Madhu because he offered them with simplicity and love. Today, the temple pandas point out several scars on Lord Alanath's body where he was scalded by the sweet rice. Lord Alanath ki jai. Radha Krishna Shuddha Bhakti ki jai. So we find that many things are... this is some backing. Lord, in other words, I could have read it before, but the thought came today that Lord Chaitanya is in this place, Alanath, with this special deity. He saw these marks of the sweet rice on his arm. He became an Udipan, not to feel empathy and sympathy for Alanath, although that's certainly there, and for his own Krishna. But Mother Yashoda never burned Krishna's arm on hot sweet rice. They would cool the sweet rice. They'd make it the night before, put it on the roof under the moon rays, under a screen, and get absorb all the moon rays, be beautifully cool, very cool and very refreshing, and serve the next day. It was all put in a clay pot. There's no question of Mother Yashoda offering hot sweet rice to her Lala. Or Radharani would do the same thing. She would make sweet rice in Yavat, and then she would bring it in the morning with some of the preparations, and she would offer it at the Pratakal during Krishna's breakfast in Nandagram. Because cold sweet rice is much more tastier than hot sweet rice. We didn't know what hot sweet rice was until we came to India. Right? In the West, sweet rice, you go, we thought it was cold because we were in America, but it always is cold and like creamy and cold and sweet like ice cream. So nice. It was made the night before, early in the morning, from 2 o'clock in the morning. It cooks for 6 or 8 hours. It's like brownish tan in color. Everything, all the sugar is caramelized and melted, and the rice is melted. And at the very end, they put 1 or 2 kilos of full milk cream into it, and a half a kilo of saltless butter. And also, it's like American sweet rice. It's like makes your hair stand on end. You come to India, get this soupy sweet rice. It's hot and it's just like, what's this? We thought everyone, all the brahmacharis, we got to Mayapur, everyone was excited. Oh, finally we got something we could eat. All the hot chili sabjis and everything. And they served out the sweet rice and it was like 225 degrees centigrade. I was like the prema, you know, it's hot sugar cane. It's too hot to swallow, too sweet to resist. You're not supposed to blow on Mahaprasadam. It's an offense, right? It's like one spoon like this. We didn't have spoons. We had these spoons, right? You know, we don't come with a spoon. It's like, and you're looking at it. It's on your plate like this. You're a new devotee. You're like, and looking at each other, and some guys are like really Kshatriya types, like can stand any pain. Burn their fingers off and put it in the hot sweet rice. And I said, how do you do that? He said, I can't wait. You know, I'm a Kshatriya. I said, I can wait, but not that long. So you push it all around and go like this, you know, and try to get another leaf. They ask, can I have an empty leaf? I said, what for? But, you know, so I want to fan my sweet rice. And you cool it down and finally... It's like, acha. Jai Mahaprasad. So now, Lord Gauranga has come to this place, Alalanath. So why did he come there? Jagannath's in the temple, Virginia Nandan, Shaman Sundar's in the temple. Why has he run away? Oh, I love you so much, and run away. Oh, you must really love me. That's why the gopis, they have the whole discussion. They say, I guess our love wasn't genuine. Otherwise, how could Krishna go to Mathura? Our love must be nothing. Because they criticize themselves. The bhakta always criticizes himself. He never criticizes others. The fault is with me, not with you. Even the gopis have that consciousness of pure bhakti. Of course, there's a much higher thing going on, so much rasa and so much ecstatic outpourings of Mahabhav, Divyonmad, Mahabhav. So it's not exactly relatable, but if you want to draw some kind of faint Abbas Shiksha, Abbas, and Abbas Shiksha, some semblance of an instruction from the gopis' intense absorption in the inner heart of Krishna and relishing that Mahabhav which results from intimacy with Krishna and Parakiya Bhav. But draw something down that we can run with, that we can work with, that can apply. When they're praying like this, they said, "I love must not have been genuine." If someone is totally attached to you and totally in love with you, how can they leave you? Is it possible? If they do, that means there's something more than you, something more attractive and tasty and more relishable than you. And you think, "Well, gee, I thought he really loved me. I thought I was everything. I suddenly became nothing. I became so much nothing. He left me zero. So what happened? What did I do?" So then the gopis are thinking like that. It's our fault. That's hard to feel. But when there's no ego, and only love is your ego, and love is your mind, then you think like that. And that's the pure devotee. Pure devotee, the Premi Bhakta, his mind is love, his ego is love. It's been replaced by prema. His whole subtle body becomes premized. First we become spiritualized, which means we immerse our rod-like, filthy, tamasic, black, iron-like body in the fire of devotional service. Karma Mishra Bhakti, Jnana Mishra Bhakti, some type of mixed bhakti. Mishra Bhakti. Then finally, all the gross contaminations and Mishra and the subtle contaminations and Mishra evaporate and dissolve from our gross and subtle body by the purity of bhakti and the touch of Ishuddha Sattva. Then prema descends and prema occupies the ego, becomes the ruler of the ego, the ruler of the mind, the ruler of the intelligence, the ruler of the senses. And becomes a premi bhakta. Gopis are the highest premi bhaktas, mahapremi. So they can think like this. So this is the idea. So why, Lord Shyamasundara, Brajendranandan and Shyamasundara saying, why did Radharani leave me? Or we can ask, why did he leave his Jagannath? He was searching and when he got there, he said, "Yes, I'm here, I stay. I went here and I went there. Krishna Kotai, Krishna Kotai, Krishna Kotai, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Ah, I found." So he stayed there half his life with Krishna. Shyamasundara Jagannath. 6 years he went to learn more about Krishna. He had to search not for his brother but Ramananda Roy, as we heard. So he left Krishna to come deeper to Krishna. He left Jagannath to get deep. He left Jagannath, his conception and perception of Jagannath, because it wasn't full or complete yet without that shiksha from Ramananda Roy. So he left Jagannath. The 6 years that he left was not because he left Jagannath out of wanting to leave or wanting to preach in South India, although you can see that as external, but that the antarkaran, the internal reason he left, to find out more so he can come back and be closer. Very interesting. "I'm leaving you." "Why?" "I'm leaving you so I can become closer to you." Huh? That line's not going to work. It's not going to work. You tell your girlfriend, "Look, I really love you, but I'm going to be gone for 6 years. So I can get closer to you. I'm leaving for 6 years." Achcha. That's very interesting logic. I'm not sure I buy it. So, but in this transcendence, the Lokik Bhav, and the play of love and divine love, it's a chintya. I can hear about it, but so ultimately, Gauranga's leaving Puri was to come close. Leaving Jagannath was to come closer to the heart, because you want to know the heart of Shyamasundara. You want to know that Mahabhav. What is the depths of it? What is the intricacies and nuances of it, and flavors of it, and how to relish those flavors and that pranaya mahima, and that sukham and happiness that Radharani feels by serving Krishna. And how does she serve Krishna? With her senses and her hands like we do. She serves Krishna with her Mahabhav expressions, because all of her speech and singing and movements and actions are suffused with and saturated with Mahabhav. Her body is Mahabhav. Her hair is Mahabhav. Mahabhav and anger. Her curly hair represents the movements of her anger, this way, that way. Anger and Mahabhav. So now, Gauranga has come to Alalanath. He's left. Come to Alalanath. So this is called, this is one Leela here, number three. This is the third Leela that's featured here. There's four Leelas. Five Leelas. Five Leelas here, collected here in this book of, that happened at Lalanath with Gauranga. This is Leela number three, Gauranga's retreat. While Lord Jagannath spent a fortnight in seclusion, that's called the 2 weeks after when he was got sick, so to speak, his Leela of falling ill and retiring from public view to a private Nibrita Kunj with his consort Lakshmi Devi, or Radha, depends, Lakshmi Devi, Radha, Lakshmi is within Radha. So retiring with Lakshmi Devi, and she continues to cook for him, Bimala. And then, the offerings are offered to Bimala. So then, no one can have darshan except the intimate assistants, attendants. So during that time, and then he gets a new body. Very interesting. Anavasara. Vas means house, residence, cloth, and ana means new or renewed. And vas means body, but means the body is also a body for the soul. So at that time, during the 2 weeks, then Gauranga gets repainted and some new covering, and there's some different, Lord Jagannath gets his daru. They remove the canvas covering over the daru. There's some thin layer of canvas, and which represents his body and so many interesting rites and rituals they have there in the Jagannath puja system, Sringar system. And then they replace new canvas and so many other veins and nerves and so many things under that. And then they paint that with a smile and eyes and all that. The same daro. So this is the Jagannath, called Anavasara ceremony. It lasts for 2 weeks. And during that 2 weeks, there's no darshan. Gauranga cannot have darshan either. So then, and at one level, he gets a new body. But if someone spends 2 weeks with their beloved, and no interference, no interruption for anyone else, they also will get a new body. They will get a new subtle body. A new emotional body. They'll feel so thrilled and satisfied. If you really love someone, if you can imagine what that means, and you spend 2 weeks with them, 24/7, eating with them and reclining and talking, and then how happy you'll be. You'll feel like, I feel like, we have an expression in English, I feel like a new man. Maybe you do that by fasting. You go on a grape juice fast for 10 days, and all the crap and mal and ama comes out. And you feel so light and sattvic and fresh. I feel like a new body, new woman, new body. This is an experience of rejuvenation therapy, rejuvenation fasting. So there's also rejuvenation of your subtle body and rejuvenation of the gross body. And generally, people are wrapped up in their gross body, senses and digestion and all these things. But for the Lord, it's a transcendental body. So you can imagine you're the prime minister. And all day long you're meeting people and you're having meetings and this and that. And finally, it's called Getaway Weekend. They advertise newspapers in Bombay and Delhi. Getaway Weekend. Get away from what? Get away with your beloveds and have intimacy for 3 days. So you imagine Jagannath gets away for 2 weeks. We have our 2 week vacation. Jagannath has a 2 week vacation. And so he doesn't really have to go anywhere. He just wants to be with someone he loves. Because here's someone, if you're with someone with your... If you are with someone you love, it doesn't matter where you are. Because wherever you are, you're in heaven. But if you're with someone you don't love, then you have to go places. When you're with a wife or a husband that you don't love, then you have to go to Hong Kong and Disney World and Australia and New Zealand and see the koala bears. And then you have to go to China. And then you have to go to France and see the Eiffel Tower and London and all these things. Because you're not with the one you love. So you figure you might as well squeeze some money out of them and have a holiday and see some interesting sights. So Jagannath loves Lakshmi Devi, so he spends 2 weeks with her. So he gets Anavasara. He feels like a new man. And he's so excited he wants to go for a ride in his new car. Every year his wife buys him a new car. She's so happy with him for those 2 weeks. And she says, listen, I've bought a present for you. Acha, it's outside, it's a sports car. Convertible. Top, goes up and down. In the west, it goes up and down. And in San Francisco, the canopy of the Rath cart goes down and up. It used to go down and up because there was a bridge in Golden Gate Park. I watched it. I was there in 75. On hydraulics. Inside of the canopy was on hydraulics. Chaitanya designed it. Interlocking sections with hydraulic gas or whatever they call it. And you press this thing and the gas comes out. The whole thing crumples. The whole dome crumples. And it's so funny because a lot of hippies and stuff, they joined us. And it goes through Golden Gate Park and there's a 12-foot bridge. And the top of the canopy was 55 feet. Very high. And in old days, the Rathiyatra card, you can see in the films. Nowadays, the Rathiyatra cards in all the cities of America, they're only one lane wide. There's a two-lane road. It goes down one lane. It's like a car. It's like a little wider than a car. It's like a truck. It goes down one lane. So the traffic goes the other way. In 1972, 3, 4, when they made the main Rath card, the Rathiyatra card went down two lanes. So when Jagannath went down the street, nobody went the other way with any traffic because he had to close off all the streets. I saw that Rath, a huge Rath, like in Puri. So they wanted to make a Rath, something like that, huge Rath. I mean, now the Raths are like Bombay, ISKCON Bombay, ISKCON Hyderabad, Delhi, all the New York, France, L.A., everywhere, and San Francisco now. So in Europe, in some places in Europe, in London and places, they have this Rath. So it's like this. So it's a huge Rathiyatra. So then every year they build a new cart. So Jagannath's 2 weeks enjoying with his wife and he hops in his sports car. All right, let's go. And where do you want to go when you're in your car? You want to drive around the city? You want to go to the country? She says, I don't want to be in the main street. I want to go to the nice palm trees and fruit trees and beautiful setting. And I want to go to the country, to my farmhouse. So Jagannath has a farmhouse. He leaves the city to go to Gaudiya. Gaudiya is his farmhouse. You know, in India they call it your farmhouse. Outside of Delhi, so-and-so rich guy has a farmhouse, big yard, fruit trees. So he hops in and his brother says, wait a minute, I want to go too. So we'll get your car, man. You can't come in my car. So Balaram has his car and Subhadra says, what about me? He says, you know how to drive? She says, yeah, I can drive. We'll get your car. So she jumps in her car and all, you know, because it's like women's lib, you know. So she's the first women's liver. Subhadra had a driver. She was the first lady driving cars in India. You know, Subhadra's been driving a car in India for thousands of years. So she drove on down, and they, all three of them drove down to the country house, and they spent a wonderful time there, 9-10 days over there. 2 weeks in seclusion with his wife, and then his brother and sister, they missed him so much. God, you've been with your wife for 2 weeks, and we thought you forgot about us. No, I love you dearly. Let's take our sports cars and go to the country. So then he went down and spent 9 days with them. It's like this, isn't it? Maybe I, you know, made a little modern time. Basically, it's because it's Nara Leela and their brother and sister. I mean, it has some validity, but it may be somewhat irreverent. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Jagannath Swami, the Lord of the Universe, mounted his royal chariot on the grand road with all his pomp and circumstance and royal regalia. And then, okay, you can describe it like that. But our Lord is footloose and fancy free. He picks off something off the ground and puts it in his hair. He picks up some poison berries from these are poison berries. That's nice. Gunja is very poisonous. If you eat five of them, you die. I think I want to wear poison berries. So he takes poison berries and the boys string it like this and that, make a funny earring. They just dangle it over his ear and he makes two gunja berry earrings. That's nice. Then they pick some leaves from a tree, some Ashok leaves, some crappy leaves here and there, and string a few flowers here, Kandava, nice flowers. Here's a garland. Psh, throw it on. Ah, nice. This is our Krishna. Informal. Natural. No rules and this and that. And Jagannath is Krishna. Balaram is Balaram. Subhadra is his sister from Mathura. Vasudeva's issue. So when Lord Jagannath spent a fortnight in seclusion with Lakshmi during his Anavasara ceremony, Sri Chaitanya Dev struggled with the most intense pangs of love and separation. Wrapped in Radha's Mahabhav, Gaura felt one moment without Jagannath Krishna to be like 4 million years. One can only imagine how Mahaprabhu suffered without seeing his Prananath for 2 long weeks. Even when Jagannath Swami was granting daily darshan in the mandir, that was not enough to soothe the aching heart of Gauranga. Hence, every night, Sri Chaitanya Dev escaped from his tiny room at the Gambir to search for Lord Krishna, hankering for his darshan. Often, late at night, Mahaprabhu ran to the mandir, hoping to get a glimpse of Jagannath. Locked doors forced Gora to climb the walls near Singhadwara. Falling and failing in his attempt, the golden lord collapsed on the ground, swooning in divine rapture. Imagine trying to climb a 15-foot wall. There's 15-feet walls all around, maybe 20, around the temple, like a fortress in Puri. How do you climb? He's not a monkey. Monkeys have some kind of special ability. It's just flat. There's no columns to grab onto. But yet his love was making him climb. He's jumping. He said, oh, I'm 7 feet tall. If I can just jump another 12, 13 feet. Krishna, Krishna. Falling down among the cows. And the cows are on a Tilinga gate. The cows are, what's going on here? And he's falling down on all this old rice and everything. And they're licking his body. And one night he was his heart was so crippled and so much crushed by the separation that he practically gave up his life. The arms came in his body, his neck became short, his neck short, and his head came down like this, and his legs went inside his body. He looked like this huge golden pumpkin, Korma Chaitanya. And devotees came with lanterns. Gauranga, Gauranga, Mahaprabhu, Kotai, 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 Mahaprabhu, looking, searching. He must be here. Is he on the beach? Is he at the beach? He must be here. And they couldn't find by the front gate, and they looked by the side, and they found it all like this, and the cows around him. And they saw this extraordinary form, and everybody fainted. Oh, swooned on the spot. This is intense pangs of love and separation. Failing in his attempt, the golden lord Gauranga collapsed on the ground outside the wall of the Jagannath Mandir, swooning in divine rapture. Sri Chaitanya Dev, torn by the anguish of separation, then exhibited his extraordinary Korma Chaitanya Roop. Arms and legs withdrawn in his torso, head crunched down on his shoulders like a giant tortoise or pumpkin. This unique form of ecstasy and separation resembled the form of Lord Jagannath. So here, Jagannath, of course, is exhibiting this Mahabhava Prakash of Krishna seeing Radharani in separation. And now, Gauranga and Radha's Bhav is Radharani, golden Radharani, showing her Mahabhava Prakash. Jagannath is Krishna showing his Mahabhava Prakash Rupam. And Gauranga is Korma Chaitanya, is Radharani showing her Mahabhava Prakash Rupam. Such astounding displays of divine love were occurring on a regular basis whenever Gauranga saw Lord Jagannath. Now it is inconceivable how, without any darshan whatsoever for 2 weeks of his beloved Jagannath Swami Sri Krishna, how Sri Chaitanya survived in such an extremely tortuous state of misery. He could not. So Gauranga left Sri Ketra. He ran away. I can't bear it. I can't see him. I can't stay here. Everything I see reminds me of him. I must go. He ran like lightning. Where to go? Where to go? So if you go one way, you'll drown in the ocean. So he went west. Opposite. You're here. You're here. East. I'm going west. West. The next thing direct west is Alalanath. He ran 24 kilometers to see Lord Alanath. When Gauranga took darshan of Lord Alalanath, he did not see him as Vishnu or Narayan, but he saw him as Gopinath Sri Krishna playing a flute. Sri Chaitanya Dev's ecstasy of seeing Lord Alanath in this way has its parallel in the pastime of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, devotees in the line of Sri Chaitanya Dev consider Lord Alalanath to be the two-armed form of Sri Krishna. Viraha Bhav Korma Chaitanya Ki Jai. So we said it was getting late. Nityananda Prabhu was trying to disperse the crowds, and we asked a question yesterday. Did they leave? Did they stay? Was he successful? So we'll find out now. Madhyana karite ghela prabhu ke lana dahan deki loka I say chodike dhana. When Nityananda Prabhu took Mahaprabhu for lunch at noon, everyone came running around them. So apparently, Atikal, the previous verse 83, was quite late. It was late at night. Loka Chariya, Najaya. So the Lok, all the people and devotees who had gathered there, were not leaving. It was late at night. Obviously, they stayed there and remained the whole night there. Now it's next day. Until the next day, they were there because Madhyan is not Atikal. Atikal is nighttime. Dusk, nighttime. So they were there the previous night. Nityananda said, look, it's late. Why don't you go now? You can leave. They didn't leave. They stayed. And they stayed all the way till next afternoon. Now, Gauranga Madhyan Kal. What time is Madhyana Kal? 11:36 in the morning, 3:36 in the afternoon. That's the Leela here. And Radhakund, Madhyana Leela. So again, they came running around Gauranga. Madhyana Kariya Aila Devata Mandire Nija Gana Praveshi Kapat Dila Bahir Dware. After finishing their baths, all the people assembled there. Lalanath returned at noon to the temple. Admitting his own men, after finishing their baths, this is in capital. This means the associates, or at least it means Gornitai. They returned at noon to Alanath temple. Admitting his own men, Sri Nityananda Prabhu closed the outside door. So everyone was gathering around, so they wanted to come in the temple. So Nityananda said, admitted his own Antaranga Bhaktas of Gauranga, those Premi Bhaktas, the Nitya Parishads of Gauranga, and everyone, he closed the door and everyone, he said, wait, my Lord is going to eat. Please do not disturb him. He does not want to be disturbed by all of you friendly people. Then, Tabe Gopinatha Dui, Prabhure Bhiksha Karaila, Prabhura Shesha Prasada, Anasabe Banti Kaila. Gopinatha Charya then brought prasadam for Gornitai to eat. And after Gornitai had eaten, their prasadam was distributed to all the devotees. Prasadan, Anna, the grains. Shuni Shuni Loka Shava. Asi Bahir Dware. Hari Hari! Bali Loka. Kolahala. Kolahala Kare. Hearing about this, everyone there came to the outside door and began chanting the name Hari Hari. And there was a tumultuous sound. They know the password. What is the password to open the Lord Gauranga's heart computer? So many, many secret names for their beloved Jagannath, nicknames and Chakradol and so many they have. So he'll use that password. You'll never guess in a million years. At least you take birth in Ariya and become not a Shakta or a Shaivite, but a devotee of Jagannath. So he knows the secret. No one will ever guess his password. And every time he types it, he remembers Chakradol or Raktadhar and all these beautiful names for Jagannath. Raktadhar, red-lipped Jagannath. Madhyana Kariya Islet. Oh, they said that. So they all came back. He closed the doors. Gopinath put in prasadam for the two lords. They ate, and everybody ate the remnants. And everybody outside said, hey, wait, I think something's going on in there. We're outside the gate. We smell all that beautiful mahaprasadam. And everyone's like in ecstasy, and they're laughing and joking. And you know what happens? You ever go in a prasadam hall before prasadam? It's quiet. You ever go in the prasadam hall after prasadam? You can't hear anything. All the devotees are laughing and enjoying. But before everyone sits down, give me something. And everybody after, finishing, the whole room is like blowing up with ecstasy. So they're outside, and it's Gaurangas, Gauranga Bhaktas, or Gauranga Bhaktas. Prema Deko, Chaitanini Tai. Prema Deko. Prema Dako, Dako. Yell, scream, yell out. Bolo, Dako. Bol and Dako, there's a difference. Bol is Hare Krishna. Dako is Hare Krishna. It says Dako, Prema Deko, Chaitanini Tai. Dako. You know that song sometimes? Premi Dako. Usually we say it, she's telling you. All right, already. You know, we get by the time they get the prima that Chaitanya and Nitya, people are already eating, you know. Chaitanya, yeah, Dako. But it's supposed to be Chaitanya Nitya, and then they take, and then Hari Hari. So they're outside saying, look, they wouldn't let us in. Nityananda barred us from entrance. He closed the door, kept us out. How did we get darshan last time? How did we get Lord Chaitanya to give us darshan last time? Oh, yeah. Achha. We chanted this mantra, Hari Hari. Then the doors opened up and he gave us darshan. Yes, that works. I heard his devotees told us, if you want to get darshan of Gauranga, you have to chant Hari Hari Hari, Kolahala, Kolahala, Hungara, Hungara, Kolahala, Kolahala. Loudly, Jorse, Premse, Jorse, Hari Hari. And then, ah, yes. You can't help but get the darshan of Krishna when you chant Hari. If you want Radharani to come running to your doorstep, what do you have to chant? Krishna, Krishna. If you want Krishna to come running to your doorstep, you know what you have to do? Chant Radhe, Radhe. So everyone's saying Radhe, Radhe. Why are you saying Radhe, Radhe? Oh, because I love Radharani and I want Radharani's darshan. I want Radharani's service. Then stop chanting Radhe, Radhe. She'll never come. Huh? But. Everybody in Braj Mandal says, Jai Radhe. Radhe, Radhe. Okay, because they like Krishna more than Radha. The Gauranga Bhaktas, they chant Jai Shri Radhe, because Shri is Krishna. They always want Yugo. They don't want Krishna without Radha. They don't want Radha without Krishna. What's the meaning of a Mandri's life without Yugo Kishore? Krishna alone? Okay. Radha alone? Radha alone? No, it's not nice. She's not happy. Krishna alone without Radha? He's not happy. The Ishtadeva, the Mandri is Yugo Kishore. Radha Krishna Yugo, Radha Govinda. Can we chant? Are you here in the Gaudiya Math when they, like, there was in the Kirtan? Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Radhe. Why this? There's a tattva behind it. We always say, Radhe, 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 Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe. Ah, oh, Sham, okay, Sham. But they everything they understand. But their bhajan is based on tattva. So they chant Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna. You ever hear? Why they chant? Because they know their Guru Varga's teaching. Why you chant Radhe Radhe? Where is Krishna? And why you chant Krishna Krishna? Hare Krishna is Radha Krishna Yuga mantra. Don't get me wrong. But if we're talking about one thing, chanting Radhe Radhe or Jaya Radhe, not Hare Krishna mantra is another point. That's Radha Govinda Yugo mantra, which we also heard. That they have that idea. We have that idea. That's the idea. It's the fact. Hare Krishna Maha mantra is Radha Govinda Yugo mantra. So they say, Hari, Hari, Hari. Then what happened? There's a tumultuous sound. Kolahala. Loka Kolahala Kare. Tumultuous means loud, Jorse, Ati, Ati, Jorse. And what was the response? That was the action. Action, reaction. Cause, effect. They threw out a cause. They're outside a door. Door's locked. All the Antaranga Bhaktas, the Premi Bhaktas, are with Gaur Nitai serving them. Gopinath Acharya, Sarvabhama, Haridas, Das Goswami, all the intimate devotees. Rai Ramananda, they're all there. The in crowd. In crowd means, we say the in crowd, that means Antaranga Bhakta. Antaranga. They're my inner Anga body, Antar, inside. Antaryami, Paramatma, Super Soul. Well, who's Antaryami? That's God. Where does he sit? Floating in the prana of the heart region, holding hands with the Atma, Atma Paramatma. They're floating there. Wow, this is fun, huh? Yeah. The Atma never touches matter, and the Paramatma never touches matter. They float on the prana. The prana is Omkara. Pranava. Sarvavedeshu. Pranava Sarvavedeshu. Krishna says, I am that Omkar. It's a transcendental vibration. And prana and Om are mixed together. So Atma Paramatma float on the prana. They don't touch the heart. In the region of the heart. Because that's where prana is generated. That's a storehouse of prana. Does the Atma touch the body? No. The consciousness touches the body. Does the sun touch your face? No. The rays touch your face. If the sun touches your face, it'll be a little difficult. So the energy, The jyoti of the Atma is consciousness. The jyoti of the Paramatma is consciousness, chit. The jyoti of Vishnu is chit, called Brahman. Brahman is nothing but particles of consciousness, individual jivas. That's what makes up the Brahman, chit. Hari Hari! Tabe Mahaprabhu Dwara Karela Mochan Anande Asya Loka Paila Darshan. Hearing this tumultuous chanting of the name of her beloved, Hari Hari, that love lion who stole her heart, Garanga is forced. Naam Rup Gun Leela. Shuranam forces, drags Karshan, Sri Krishna Karshani. The force of Premnan, Shuddha Premnan, pulls the Lord, forcibly throws the Lord into the heart of the devotee, throws the Lord before the face of the devotee. Sakshat Darshan, Sakshatkar. This is a power of love, power of pure love. It's greater than the force of gravity, greater than the power of the atomic bomb, greater than the force of gravity. So Gauranga, after lunch, Gauranga, he made them open the door. Mochan, he said, Kara, he may open the door, Nitai. And this way, everyone outside the temple, they received the auspicious darshan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu just after he ate Mahaprasadam. And after you eat Mahaprasadam, it's a very auspicious darshan. Yes, no, yes. Belly's full, smiles up. Belly's empty, smiles down. Right? Why are you so sad? I'm hungry. Can you eat? Ha. Ulas. It's like that. He's in a very good mood. Hey, Mata Sanya Parayanta Lokais. Hey, Mata Sanya Parayanta, Lokai Sejai, Vaishnava Haila Loka, Sabe Natchagai. People came to the temple and they left all the way until evening. And all of them became Vaishnava devotees and began to dance, chant, and dance. Natchagaya. Vaishnava. They came as Shaivites. They came as Shaktas and Shaivites. And Smartas and Devata worshippers, Deva Upasakas, and they came out of curiosity. Oh, come and see great thing, amazing sadhu, saint, and all his effulgent followers. Beautiful darshan, amazing dancing, amazing chanting. Come and see. Okay, all right. It's not that Smartas don't go to the movies. It's not that Shaktas don't go to the movies. Everyone goes to the movies. Entertainment, something attractive. It's not only Vaishnavas go to the movies. So it's the happening thing. It's Alanath. It's not one of the like really happening hot spots in the world. We have Bhuvaneshwar, we have Cuttack. There's some hot spots of Orissa, and Alanath is not exactly a hot spot. There's not too many discos, liquor stores, bars. Oh, it's a little bit, it's a spiritual town, and pious religious people that get up before sunrise and take rest at 8 o'clock in the evening and worship their Lord or their Ishta and do their hard works. Varna Ashram Karma. So now Gauranga's show, his transcendental show, has come to town. Dancing day and night, feasting, dancing. Effulgent characters, effulgent personalities, tall, 7 feet tall, 6'8", Nityananda 6'8", and Chaitanya is 7 feet tall. Huge, effulgent, golden characters, shaved head and long. Nityananda was long hair and Gauranga's shaved head. Beautiful, amazing contrast and sights. Shimmering blue silk garments on Nittai's body and golden pinkish-yellow garments and gore. So colorful and flowers tucked, no, maybe not there, but that's in Navadvipa Leela. But some beautiful malas around their necks, beautiful juhi malas and fragrant flowers and long malas, 6, 9, 10 feet long malas, and they're dancing, and mardangas, kols are playing, kartals, and vishanas playing, ho, ho. What a sight, what entertainment. So everyone wants to come and see. Hare Krishna, and they all started chanting. They all became Vaishnavas. They all became Vaishnavas. By Darshan Prabhav. By Harinam Prabhav. Shudanam Prabhav. They chanted, they danced, they became converted by Darshan, by Kirtan. No Pravachan. Is there any description of Pravachan? We gave this really ecstatic rasic lecture on Rasa Panchadaya. Everybody, their heads spun around, their hearts melted in pools of joy, and they surrendered on the spot. No. Nothing. It's just Ras, Harinam, Ras, Nam, Ras, Kirtan. So it doesn't take so much magic. It takes Shudanam, dancing. How much emphasis our Guru Maharaj Prabhupada said, dance in the Kirtan, dance in the Kirtan. So just see how, that's why Prabhupada emphasized, do Kirtan, go on the streets, do Kirtan, dance on the streets of the city. And Cuttack and Bhuvaneshwar and anywhere. And go out there and dance and just chant the holy name and be there with a tilak and dhoti and sari. And it is magic. People will become devotees. All this Buddhism and Mayavad philosophy and Buddhism and all these sense enjoyers. I just see the devotees dancing and hear that Shudanam, that kirtan. On the spot, they'll become converted. So powerful. Oh, I don't know Bhagavad Gita shlokas, sarvadharman prityaja mamekam sharanam braja ham tam sarva papevyo mokshaye shimya. I'm a little stupid. I can't learn so many words, sarvadharman. Oh, okay, look, can you learn three words? Okay, Hare, acha, Hare, Krishna, Krishna, acha, Krishna, and Ram. And then take those three words and take your mridanga. You're a musician before. Take mridanga harmonium. Go on the streets. Just chant these three words. You'll do everything. You'll make thousands of devotees. So Vishnujan, he hardly ever gave a class. He gave some classes. Okay, they're simple, nice. But he chanted. I saw him in 75 Ratyatra in L.A. Temple. And 76. He went somewhere else. So then he just chanted. But the name, it was so, everyone just, the holy name, the Shudanam. And he danced, simple dance. There wasn't any kind of fancy dancing. Just like Prabhupada, Swami, Steph, he would just dance and played a mridanga and lead. And he was dancing on his tiptoes while he was playing a mridanga. He used to play the mridanga and just kind of, you see films of him. He's like Narada Muni, his feet aren't actually touching around. He's playing a mridanga, but he's on his like toes. I was watching him, he's playing. Because he was so excited. It wasn't like much move like this because you're playing mridanga, but he's, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He had a large mouth, but Hare Krishna. Most of people just absorbed looking at his face because he's so ecstatic. So the name, hundreds of devotees, Vishnujan, Vishnujan. And what a great name. Jana means he's a friend of the Vishnujan. He's a friend of all. So that's it. And then, Evrupe se tani bhaktagana sange se ratri ganaila Krishna kata range. Mahaprabhu passed the whole night there and discussed the pastimes of Krishna with his devotees with great pleasure. So the Krishna kata range, there was in a particular sange, his antaranga sangha, antaranga bhakta sangha, they relished Krishna kata range. So all the other people, okay, they danced, leave me, okay, go, goodbye. Then again, the door is locked, okay, now. It says his devotees. Pratikale snana kari karila gaman bhaktagane vidaya dila kari alingan. The next morning after taking bath, Mahaprabhu started on his South Indian tour. He bade farewell to all the devotees by embracing them. Murchita hana sabe bhumite padila tana sabha pane prabhu firina chahila. After he embraced them, all the devotees fell bhumita padila, amurchita bhumite padila. They fell murch. They went unconscious and fell on the ground. But Gauranga did not turn around to see them, but proceeded onward. Firi, like fear bolo, speak again or something, fear bolo, say again. Phiri, P-H-I-R-I, not Chahila. He did not turned around. He didn't, again, he didn't, I'm going. Still, I am not satisfied. I danced. I saw my Jagannath and Alanath, but I still don't know that inner heart of my Jagannath. I must go find my Shiksha Guru. Prem Shiksha Guru. So then on and on. So that's what happened. Vichere Vyakula Prabhu Chalila Dukkihan Pache Krishna Dasya Jaya Jala Pacha Lan in separation from Mahaprabhu. Excuse me. In separation. Mahaprabhu is very much disturbed. Vichere Vyakul. And he walked on Dukhi Chali. Chalila Dukhi. He was walking and very unhappy. His servant Krishnadas carried his water pot, followed behind. So first the camera's on all devotees at Alanath, fainting on the ground. And the camera's on Lord Garanga, walking, not even looking back. And then that scene closed. The next camera's on the face of Lord Garanga. He's unhappy. He's walking, absorbed in deep separation. Then the camera pans out and sees his servant walking behind him, carrying water pot. Now the camera goes back to Alanath. Come back, and all the devotees are on the ground. Bhaktagana upavasi tahani rahila aradine dukhana nila chale aila. All the devotees who had fainted on the ground in separation from Gauranga after he left Alanath, they stayed there in Alanath. They could not move or go anywhere back to their homes. They remained there and fasted the entire day. And the next day, very unhappily, they returned to their homes in Nilachala, Jagannath Puri. Garanga Mahaprabhu ki jai. So that's the story of Mahaprabhu. Blesses the Alanath Vasis. I guess that's a blessing. He loved them and he left them. It's Prem Sambhog and then Prem Viraha. Sambhog, they enjoyed each other's loving association, loving company together. Ulas and roaring and dancing and getting remnants and embraces from the Lord, Prema Lingana, and then gone. Then, because you're only standing on the strength of your Lord's love. When the Lord withdraws his love, then you collapse on the ground. No strength to stand. So they're standing on the strength of the Lord's love. And when he withdrew, then they collapsed. Separation, union, separation.